Yeah, the COVID-19, the Credit Guarantee Scheme, it is a government-backed scheme, and of course the Strategic Bank and Corporation of Ireland have a major role to play. It's one of a number of schemes that are headed by the SBCI. So I'm delighted to be also joined by John Madigan. John is Head of Strategy and Marketing at the SBCI. John, maybe just to start, give us an overview of these schemes. Whilst I touch on it to start, there's often kind of maybe a scepticism about them, but the numbers behind of people, of businesses, and indeed the money lent out so far, it's quite encouraging.
Yeah, I think, Ronan, if you just look at the credit guarantee scheme, which is the most relevant one at the moment, it's the biggest scheme that the government has ever put in place. And they're taking 80% of the risk on this particular scheme, which effectively means that the risk has been taken away from the SME, because the remaining 20% of the risk is taken by the financial provider, in this case, the credit union. And, you know, really, the take-up on the scheme, while there has been some criticism of it, there is normally, it takes a while for schemes to build up and get going. And I'm delighted to say that, you know, as of this week, we're now up to more than 125 million of the scheme actually drawn and in with SMEs, trying to, you know, help them address the challenges that they're facing emerging from or coping with COVID-19. The Future Growth Loan Scheme, which was our long-term, you know, 10-year scheme, that effectively at this moment in time is now nearly up to 600 million in loans sanctioned. So the idea of this government, you know, guarantee has done a number of things. It has made access to finance a little bit easier for SMEs. It has impacted the interest rate by affecting a reduction on the interest rate that SMEs would normally pay versus what they pay under the schemes. And it also reduces the security requirements. And by reducing the security requirements, it really speeds up the process, because if you take it for the credit guarantee scheme, loans are unsecured up to €250,000. The process can be much quicker because you're not taking security after the loan is sanctioned. You are, in effect, you know, assessing the credit application. If the decision is approved, then the money should be available immediately. And that's the idea behind the value of the guarantee, really.
Is there any criteria around the purpose of what the loan can be used for?
The business must be COVID impacted, but it can be used for working capital or investment. So, I mean, in essence, it goes from if people are looking to put in Perspex screens, if they're looking to put in PPE, if they're looking to put in markers on the floor, if they're looking to put in, you know, to change their business from, you know, retail to online, if they're looking from, you know, shopfront to online, all of those purposes qualify under the credit guarantee scheme. It's actually very, very broad, and it's designed to be extremely broad so that approximately, I think there's about 96 or 97% of SMEs could qualify for this particular scheme.
And in terms of bringing the likes of People First Credit Union on board, how did that come about originally, and what was the thinking from the SBCI side in terms of bringing about that collaboration?
Yeah, the SBCI has been, you know, I suppose, in discussions with the credit unions for the last 4 or 5 years, and we were looking for the actual product that we could use to bring them into the marketplace. And because they had lots of liquidity, we started out by giving out cheap liquidity in the marketplace. Credit unions didn't need that. But when we saw this opportunity arise whereby we could actually assist the credit unions in getting back into business lending, it really became evident that when we put out the open call, that the credit union bodies, you know, by getting together, Metamo, for example, in this case, you know, put 7 credit unions in, which effectively gives 34 outlets across different parts of the country. So the geographic spread and reach is huge. So a huge opportunity for us to actually build a relationship with a trusted brand, and risk sharing seems to be the way to go. And we would see this as being the start of a much longer term relationship with the credit unions. And we are delighted to be, you know, to get out the door last week with People First and, you know, 6 other of the Metamo credit unions, because it really is a very strong message for the community that the SBCI is trying to build products that are there for SMEs and that are easier to access than traditional products would be.
John, thank you so much for that. And I suppose final question back to you, Jane. What if for people who might be looking to avail of the scheme, how can they go about getting in touch with People First Credit Union?
They have a different number of options, Ronan. They can apply online or visit our website www.peoplefirstcu.ie, or contacting our lending team on 057 86 22594, or emailing lending@peoplefirstcu.ie, and we'll be happy to take any queries either way.
Yeah, look, it sounds like a good scheme too, and it's great to hear the uptake there that John has described to us as well, and it looks like that will only grow. And, you know, I think we all know the situation so many businesses find themselves in. They really are at that crucial point that nobody was expecting, maybe this lockdown, and we don't know how long it's going to go on. It could just be a lifesaver for lots of those businesses. Jane Watts, Head of Lending at People First Credit Union, thank you so much for coming.